This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two things you need to know on the way to our off-lead today. Number one, that higher education is a business, a big business. And number two, the Trump administration has proposed a new rule that would throw quite the wrench into the gears of that business. As more colleges are announcing they are going to offer online instruction only this fall, Immigration and Customs Enforcement says students enrolled in schools that are online only are going to have to leave the country or find a school that will teach them in person. It's a decision not without controversy, first of all, because immigration policy is labor force policy, but also because international student tuition is big on colleges' bottom lines. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that one.
When Matias Kohout heard the news, he was confused.
I'm facing more and more issues that my friends in other countries do not face at all.
He's from the Czech Republic and is in the U.S. studying law at Georgetown. The school is offering a hybrid model, both online and in-person classes. But as with many schools, that could change depending on the pandemic, leaving Kohout uncertain about his visa status.
Shock, it's frustration, it's stress, and just the question.
Questions many of the over 1 million foreign students in America's higher education system are asking right now. If their schools are moving instruction entirely online, they can no longer legally stay in the U.S. Experts say that's a lot of brain power exiting and a lot of money. $41 billion in 2019. Stuart Anderson is with the National Foundation for American Policy, which studies immigration.
International students are crucial to U.S. universities. They tend to pay full tuition, which helps particularly public universities during these tight state budget times.
9% of colleges surveyed by the Chronicle of Higher Education are planning to operate entirely online. 24% say they'll do a hybrid model, although, again, depends on how the pandemic evolves. International students are being given the option to transfer to a university that is holding in-person classes. But Sarah Spicer with the American Council on Education says that isn't very feasible.
Even without a global pandemic, you'd have to find a school, apply to that school, be accepted, and perhaps even move.
And colleges worry. What if students don't want to come back after this whole ordeal? Stuart Anderson from the National Foundation for American Policy says that's a legitimate concern.
When you put up a not welcome sign, students remember that.
In other words, it's easier to kick someone out than to get them to come back. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.